right here on In Season with Sake. It is 11:10. Good morning and welcome to it. I hope you are well, you're good, wherever you are tuning in from this morning. And if you just dialed 107.5, my friend, your timing is perfect, okay? It is perfecto. I am joined by Pastor Michelle Grace Links on Insight with Pastor Links to give us insight on a particular Bible character. And you know, firstly, Pastor Links, welcome. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. My heart is filled with joy. I'm excited. I feel like shouting a hallelujah. I'm overjoyed. I'm excited. Just feasting on the goodness of God. And amen. I pray that you are well and all the listeners are well. We are blessed. Amen.
Amen. We're good. We're good. Thank you so much. See, with today's Bible character, I have to go and Google pronounce the name.
Mephibosheth.
Yes, I was struggling. But inspiration as to why this particular Bible character for today?
Well, this Bible character is actually in my book, Purpose in Pain. Mm-hmm. And I could relate to Mephibosheth. And so Mephibosheth has been a character that I've preached on before. But as I was writing my book, the Lord just dropped this story on my heart. Mm-hmm. And what Mephibosheth means mouth of shame. Mm-hmm. And so maybe I could give some insight as to, you know, why it was called a mouth of shame. So yeah. Mephibosheth was the grandson of King Saul and mm-hmm. the son of Jonathan. And when he was 5 years old, he was dropped by his caregiver. And so as I was reading that story, the Lord just took me back and he said, you know, many people have been dropped by people that they entrusted. Many people have been dropped and it was not their fault. You know, you find yourself in seasons, you find yourself in a battle, and it actually was not your fault. You know, him being crippled. And so after the fall, he was lame in both legs. And so the Lord just said to me, he might have been dropped, but he was not forgotten. And so that's what I want to speak over the listeners and even you. You know, you might have been dropped in a season, but you're not forgotten. And that is the title of my message today. You might have been called shame, but that is not who you are. God is changing your name. And I believe that, you know, if we truly want restoration, we can have restoration. God will change names. He will take your shame and give you a new name. He's a God that changes things around. He's a God that turns things around for your good. And so if you have been dropped or abandoned, or you know, something has happened to you and it was not your fault, you're not forgotten by the Lord. God remembered Mephibosheth, even though he was full of shame, full of pain, full of regret. I mean, I'm thinking and I'm putting myself into today's perspective. Okay, this is Mephibosheth. He was the son of Jonathan and King Saul. They were well known. And they had a great legacy. Listen, they were doing ministry. They were fighting battles. Mm-hmm. People knew about him. And now this son, what legacy? And I'm thinking about people in ministry. I'm thinking about children in ministry. You know, maybe your parents were in ministry and you're doing nothing. You know, you're just feeling distant from the Lord, wayward from the Lord. And you feel despondent. God has not forgotten about you. Let me tell you that. And I was thinking the pressure that he might have felt because of his father and his grandfather's reputation, the pressure that he felt. And I believe that that has added more shame to his life. He just wanted to hide. You know, he couldn't continue with the legacy because of his disability, because of his dysfunction. But that's not who he was. It was just something that happened to him. But that is not, because you are not a dysfunction. You are not shame. It might have happened to you, but that will not define you. You are defined by the word of God. You are defined by what God says about you, not by what has happened to you. And so in that, you can still find purpose in your pain.
Sure, that is so powerful. With regards to what you just mentioned now, Pastor Links, what can we learn from Mephibosheth?
Well, Mephibosheth, let me announce this over you. It's not over. That's what I wanted to get of
Amen.
you. Mephibosheth thought you would always stay in a place of Lodibar, always be called shame, but it was not over. There was a turning point in his life. Let me tell you, there's sometimes where you feel like nothing's gonna happen. You feel like there's no shift. You are just there. But from his life, from the story, it's not over. It's not over for you. God is a God of another chance. God is a God of restoration. And as I was praying over this month of November, the Lord gave me such an amazing word. And he said, it's a season of justice, vindication, and restoration for my people that have been treated unfairly and placed in, injustice situations. There is restoration coming to my people. And so I speak that same word, that there's a season of justice, vindication, restoration, just like for Mephibosheth. It is for you. We can access that season. It is not over. Doesn't matter what has happened to you, you are not a mistake. God does not make mistakes. You have been formed in your mother's womb. He knew you. He appointed you. You already had an assignment while you were in your mother's womb. Maybe he didn't feel like it. Maybe you don't feel like it. But there is an assignment assigned to you. And I want to declare that it is your season for restoration. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sure. Now, Pastor Lynx, you did mention, when you are telling us who Mephibosheth is and how he grew up, you mentioned that he fell at a young age, that came with shame because he was then disabled. Now, how can one, or how does one bounce back from a fall that came with shame and disgrace over them?
It's possible to bounce back. It is possible to bounce back. You might not feel like it. You might feel depleted in strength. And I want to take this back to my childhood when things happened. And you got to read the book so that you will know what happened in my childhood. But there was a lot of abuse that happened as a child. It happened to me. It was not my fault, but it happened to me. And I'm a living testimony of the restoration power of God. And God is able to do that when you surrender. Number one, you're able to bounce back when you surrender and when you yield yourself to the working of the Holy Spirit. He is able to restore those wounds, even childhood trauma. Many of us, we are adults, but we are still struggling with childhood trauma. We are bleeding on people that never cut us. We are fighting people that are in the grave. And God wants to heal us from childhood trauma so that we can be whole, so that we can be healthy, so that we can be functional as an adult. And so when you yield yourself to the Holy Spirit and you want to be healed, there must be a desire to be healed. There must be a desire. Then there must be a discipline to go through the process. There must be a delight in the Lord. And you must be able to be discipled. And then the last one, you must do the work. And so God is ready and able, but we must surrender our will to His will if you really want to be restored and bounce back. And this just reminds me of a victim mindset. Mephibosheth, he could have refused the invitation when David came knocking on the door and remained a victim and stayed out in Lodibar, but he came up higher. You can either come up higher or you can remain where you are. So a victim mindset enjoys the attention of the trauma, enjoys in repeating the pain because they are wounded and they want the attention. So you have a choice to make. You can either stay out in Lodibar in a place of barrenness, in a place of nothing, or come up higher and receive the restoration of the Lord.
Sure, that is powerful. And how important is it to keep the right people around us when we are bouncing back from a particular fall?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm reminded of the guy that was brought down the roof. Remember that incident when he needed healing. And that the Bible says it was the faith of his friends that caught the attention of Jesus. Now he might have not had the faith, but his friends had the faith to believe for his miracle and he got healed. That's how important your circle matters. Speak to the right people, people that can help you, people that can speak into your life. We don't want people that want to nurse our pain and help us feel good. People that will speak into our life and help us to come out of it. Let me tell you, there's many times. There was one incident, and I'll share with you. I said to my husband, oh, I cannot do ministry anymore. This is not for me.
Yeah.
And I thought he would come in agreement with my grievance. He said to me, okay, that's how you feel. Then you should pack your bags, and you're welcome, you know, to find something else.
Sure.
I wanted him to nurse my grievance. Instead, he spoke into me, and that provoked me. We need people to speak into our lives to provoke what's inside of us.
Sure.
If you are going to be surrounded with people that are always going to stroke your back and speak nice words to you, you are not going to go anywhere. The Bible says that the rebuke of a friend is better than the kiss of an enemy. So the rebuke of a friend is important. You need people to rebuke you. I know it's painful. You feel it on your flesh. But if we are not rebuked, we will not go further in life. Those people care about you. They want to see you excel. They want to see you succeed in life. So you can come up higher. Get the right friends so that you can come up higher.
Amen. 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 And in the same breath, now with regards to those who brought about that shame in our lives, you know, when we fell and, you know, they influenced that falling, how do we relate to them once we are back on our feet and we are thriving?
Forgiveness, obviously forgiveness is the first thing.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying forgive and you will just forget. It doesn't happen. Forgiveness is a process. It depends how deep the wound was. For example, if somebody betrayed you and it was someone close to you, in close proximity, you know, somebody that can sting you, you know, the worst is normally people that are in close proximity to you. And so you have to release it from your heart. Number one, there's got to be release from your heart. In order for you to move on, you have to release it from your heart. Like, forgiveness is not even optional. It is necessary for you to step into your new season. So don't allow that unforgiveness to hold you back, because that's what unforgiveness will do. As you're trying to move forward, that unforgiveness will pull you back and will keep you in that place. Don't do that. Be intentional. Release it unto the Lord. Forgive and release it and pray for them. The Bible says you need to bless those that have persecuted you, that have hurt you. There is power when you bless people. You might not feel it, but the more you speak it, you will feel your heart starts to change and starts to transform. And once it was a heart of stone, now becomes a heart of flesh, because the more we bless it, it's like a heart response to our words.
Yeah.
And so those stoniness, the hardened heart becomes flesh, because you don't want to live with a hardened heart. You don't want to live with unforgiveness, because it causes a blockage. I encourage you to release those that have hurt you, not in your own strength. My prayer is this: God, give me the love so that I can love again. Give me the love so that I can forgive, because in my own strength, I cannot do it. But in you, I can do all things, through you who gives me strength to love again.
Sure. Amen. Someone is saying on Facebook, sure, on point. And another saying, love these golden nuggets Thursday. Okay, they want to call it that. Sure. But it is inside with a Pastor Lynx. Before I let you go, 16th of December, what is happening?
Wow, 16th of December. Let's just give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. That's 3 weeks from now. And it is the launch of my first book. I can't believe that this is happening. This is like, I have to pinch myself that this is actually happening. It's actually a birthing of something that has been inside of me for such a long time. And that's the launch on the 16th of December out at the Next Church at Century City. And all the details are on my Facebook page. There's a link. You can book, you can ask questions. About 100 people. It's going to be a time of celebration. That's what I just sense that, a time of celebration and just giving all the glory and honor to God. So it's going to be a finishing strong extravaganza celebration, and look what the Lord has done. And I'm so excited because the Lord is starting to speak to me about my second book and about so many things. So at the back of the book, you will see the upcoming book, the title, what's going to be in those chapters. And so the Lord is really accelerating the process, and it's your time. Don't be discouraged. Maybe you wanting to write a book, I had to wait a long time, but when it's time, God will allow you to birth it. And so I encourage you can come along. Even if you don't know me, please come and celebrate. It's going to be awesome.
Yes, and I cannot wait because I know that I will be there, part and parcel of that whole extravaganza.
Okay, so that answer is yes, and so you will be the MC. I'm so excited for your yes. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, I'm
So yes,
excited
no,
too. I'm
it's
so
going to be amazing.
excited. For
Thank
those who
you.
would love to visit your church this coming Sunday, how can they go about that? Where are you guys located?
We are located at number 20 Sultana Street in Balville. That's Shirley Park, Balville. And we have two services, one at 8:30 a.m., one at 10:30 a.m. That's one service, second service. And we are expectant. We are excited to have you come, and connect with us, meet with us. We are ready to receive you. And look what the Lord has done. I'm just so excited. I'm
Come
so happy and
on.
overjoyed. And I just pray, that the Lord will do something amazing. And to all the listeners that have been so faithfully listening to me, I pray Romans 8:28 over you, that all things will work together for your good and that you are going to finish strong. You might have been dropped, but you are not forgotten in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Links, thank you so much. I have to love and
You.
leave you here.
Ah,
But thank
thank
you
you.
so much for your time.
God bless you. God
Thank
bless
you.
you. Thank you.
Bye. Right. If you just tuned in, well, you missed it. But tell you what, you can go and listen to it on our CCFM app as a podcast, or it's on our YouTube and currently on our Facebook right now. It's 11:27 on in season.